What's up, Memphis? This is Serena Wages, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city's soul.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. My name is Brandy. This is not putting on airs, but we have a special 2 o'clock Sunday edition with Margo Price, Jeremy Ivey, and Matt Ross Fang. It's a super surprise guest DJ set. I'm so excited that they're here. Let me make sure that their mics are on. Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Hi. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
So you've been in Memphis. You opened for Widespread Panic on Friday, right?
Yes.
And there was a slight rain delay.
I know. I'm really glad the rain held off and that we got to do the show because we were getting dumped on the drive.
And so what are you doing in Memphis this weekend? You just hanging out?
Yeah, just hanging out. Long weekend in Memphis? Checking out the new studio up here with Matt Ross.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I sat in with Widespread last night, and then we just kind of decided to stay an extra day just because we haven't been here in a hot minute, so
yeah,
getting our fill of Gus's fried chicken. And
of course, you got to do that.
Ate some ribs at like 1 a.m. last night.
Yeah.
In Central.
Beautiful. How'd you get Central ribs at 1?
Actually, the Widespread.
Okay, I was about to say, you have a secret connection.
Yeah, we got Gus's late, too. I had some cravings for some food, so each night they brought us some food after the set. It
nice.
Was really nice.
And so, Matt, your studio is upstairs in Crosstown Concourse.
Absolutely.
I cannot hear you very well. Let me maybe talk a little more into the mic.
Check one, two.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
Sheldon's
now you're on.
She didn't have it up. You should probably come around the board, not me. And so you guys went on a little tour. Have you seen this new studio?
Just photos online. This is the first time we got to check it out. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Because you guys recorded together on your Midwest Farmer's Daughter, but it was at Sun Studios, correct?
We did Midwest Farmer's Daughter and All American Made. All American Made was at Sam Phillips.
Yeah. So you guys have a long history of working together.
Yeah,
we do.
Nice.
Yes, we do.
Might have a long future, too.
Oh, I'd like to hear that. Love to hear it. Okay, so you're spending the weekend in Memphis. I would love to know some of your favorite Memphis spots.
Let's see. Well, I was trying to make it over to Paulo and Rayford's last night.
I've been kicked out of there plenty of times.
My friends went up there, and then we just ended up, staying too late. But yeah. Let's see, where else do we like to
You guys love Bar Dog when we...
I did go to Bar Dog the other day.
Their French fries
so
are the best.
Good, yeah.
They have a little sugar on them. They're so good.
Yeah, we went to Bar Dog. I went to this... bookstore with Gloria Johnson. She was in town, and it's called
Novel.
Let's see. Arch.
It doesn't
count. No, it's Arched.
Arched. Okay.
Yeah, it's right by Bar Dog.
I don't know about that one. You're teaching me things.
Yeah,
about
it's
Memphis.
A little bookshop. We went in there and hung out with Gloria. And what else have we done?
Obviously, Ernestine and Hazel is at the Haunted Jukebox. And,
of course.
Yeah.
You gotta go to Ernestine and Hazel's.
Yep. Where were you saying we should go eat tonight? That's going to take us.
I was going
to
say the beauty shop, but I was just looking online. We may not. Karen Carey, if you hear this.
Hey, we want a table.
They need a table. Make it happen. I'm sure
and
we can.
Flashback.
Oh, yeah, Flashback.
I'm trying to make a stop by there.
I saw, I was doing my Googles, before this, and I saw that you loved Pho Bin, which is sadly closed down. But now it's Sin Trang, and they have the lemongrass tofu recipe.
Ooh,
so if you're
nice.
Needing the lemongrass tofu again, Sin Trang's is just as good.
Hell yeah. I've been going to Ramla Joe's every morning for
my
coffee. Yeah.
My favorite barbecue, at least for ribs, is a barbecue shop.
Barbecue shop? Yes.
I haven't been able to get this trip, but...
I don't think you can get bad barbecue in Memphis, quite honestly. My favorite is Cozy Corner.
Yeah, Cozy Corner.
If you haven't been to Cozy Corner, they've got great t-shirts, too. And they have a Cornish game hen that is just perfect. And they have the weird barbecue spaghetti.
I've heard about this game hen.
I once had
barbecue
Cozy
spaghetti.
Corner 14 times in 1 month. And on the 15th time, they gave it to me for free because they said they saw me in there every other day.
You need a little punch card. They're
surprised you're still alive.
Were you eating the same thing every day?
Pretty much, yeah.
I love that. I'm very
When we recorded Margo's second record, All American Made, I was sneaking off daily to get a Topps burger, the one with the brisket on it. And I seriously must have been 6 days in a row that you guys didn't know I was going to go run an errand. Back to it, Topps.
Sneaking secret burgers.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I would love to hear from any of you about your initial recording session in Memphis. It was 3 days on Midwest Farmer's Daughter. I've read your book, so I know you saw a UFO.
Yeah, we did.
I want to know who all saw the UFO and like how zooted was everybody?
It was
like
me.
Yeah, we were not too messed up.
We probably just cracked some beers, but it was me and Micah that initially saw it. I think some people
called us
so
all
there's
out.
Multiple witnesses of the
UFO.
Yeah.
It was like a almost a centipede situation.
I love
it. I don't know what it was. It was kind of iridescent centipede. It was writhing through the sky over sun. And you were busy.
Sounds like SpaceX.
Doing,
you're saying it,
I think you were doing like a mixdown or something. And
I missed the UFO.
I was like, come out here, you gotta see this. You're like, okay. And then by the time you like got up,
UFOs don't wait, man. You gotta get out there and look at it.
Another thing I love from the first album is on "Since You Put Me Down." Like, there's a little motorcycle in there. If you listen, I think it's top of the third verse.
Yep.
When it has, there's like a down verse, and somebody came by on a motorcycle, and we just kept it in.
I love that.
And it's right before the lyric met the vampires at the bar.
The vampires at the bar.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I saw that you, or I read that you were listening to a lot of the country funk comp.
Yes.
Which is, I love that. I go to that all the time for my show. And that's on Light in the Attic Records. Did you see Light in the Attic Records is putting out 2 Alan Jackson albums?
Really?
I don't know what's going on. I was like so surprised
to see
that.
Okay, that's crazy because I have hit them up to put out some other albums because they send me stuff all the time. They're always sending me, you know, cool compilations and things that they do. And I was trying to get them to put out a certain record. And they were like, oh, I'm sorry, we only put out dead people stuff.
Well, they're busy with Alan Jackson stuff. So now you can hit
now
him
I got
back.
A bone to pick.
Alan's alive. It's like a new record or it's like archival?
It's like his 1991 and 1992 albums.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're putting out like Don't Rock the Jukebox. And I was like, nice. Is this that?
I mean, that's
like,
vintage now.
Is this that vintage now?
I guess. Yeah, it makes me feel old.
One quote in your book that I really loved. You said, Memphis was the missing piece where I could bring together country, funk, and the blues. And I was like, that's the perfect, like the perfect description of Memphis. Who are some of your favorite Memphis artists? I mean, we're going to get into the playlist that you make. Clearly,
absolutely.
So,
what were we talking about? Staple Singers. I was just learning that like Charlie Rich actually lived.
Really?
Here too. Yeah. I mean.
And your uncle was a songwriter for Charlie Pride and all kinds of legendary country artists. So it's like in your blood.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we sat down and made this playlist and then we had Dev Matt kind of double check it for us. And then they told me there was no bounds. I could play whatever I wanted, but it's kind of perfect because we did want to play some of our favorite albums that were recorded here.
The Sun, the original, group of
Roy Orbison.
I feel like Memphis doesn't get a whole lot of country artists through. Like the country that I listen to a lot of like Garhole Records and like Willie Carlisle and Nick Shoulder, stuff like that. Like Memphis gets skipped so much and it just shocks me because Sun Studios is here. You know, it seems
Absolutely.
Like there would be more of it. How do you feel about that, Matt? Do you feel that as well or?
Yeah, I think when you really look at like what Johnny Cash did at Sun with Luther Perkins and that style of dunk, dunk, dunk. I mean, that changed country music big time, which doesn't really give the credit for it, I think. But I think Memphis is in like certainly what Margo did on Midwest Farmer's Daughter. Memphis does something different than everywhere else with country. And that's
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we were wanting to make a country record, and we were living in Nashville, and we came to Memphis to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a reason behind that, because, mainly because we met this guy, and we wanted to get in Sun. But, yeah, there is that early, if you would call it rockabilly or whatever, that happened at Sun that was country and blues coming together, and in a way that definitely wasn't happening in Nashville.
Yeah, so. There's such a confluence of genres that doesn't happen anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of magical. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. Do you guys have any? Is this on your radar at all? Of any kind of rivalry between Memphis and Nashville? I've got to know.
I know of it. Yeah.
I mean, on your side.
Yeah.
Do people
think
in Nashville even think about a Memphis rivalry of any kind?
The thing is, I've heard of it on the fringes. I've heard people say, "Oh, you know, the people in Nashville don't like people from Memphis," and I'm like, "Who?" Like, I
yeah.
I think that Nashville has become a party city, when we moved there 20 years ago, it really was more music centric, and it wasn't just like a place where bachelorettes come to, you know.
Yeah, there's still great stuff going on there, and
yeah.
You know,
I don't think of Memphis as being a party city. I think there's at least it has a distinction.
Well, maybe you haven't been to Paul and Rayford's.
Yeah, you haven't been kicked out of Rayford's at 3 a.m., buddy.
But that's a good kind of party. There's a good party in Memphis. In Nashville, it's like Broadway, where it's like, you know, you got like...
Definitely downtown. Kid Rocks, is, you know. You've got to steer clear of that. But there's like great bars in East Nashville, and there's, you know... I do know that there is like a bit of a rivalry, though. Yeah. I mean, I'm aware of it.
William Tyler at Hernando's Hideaway a couple weeks ago. Amazing set.
Yes,
and he was like, I'm here as a peace offering from Nashville, and I just want to say, like, I feel like all of us freaks have got to get together on the same level. There's no rivalry. We're all in this together for the good of Tennessee, and I really felt that. And
that's cool.
That's how I feel about it, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have made a playlist for us of some of your favorite Memphis songs.
Yes.
And I'm so excited about that. I'll play a few, and then we'll kick it off and talk to you a little bit about maybe why you picked them.
Absolutely.
If you want to do that, okay. So we're starting off with John Prine, How Lucky. Do you want to tell me why you love this song?
I think we all love this song so much. We all have a connection to John, and you know, like Matt worked on a bunch of stuff with him, and Jeremy played on his.
Matt actually tracked this song later for his Produced By series, and I got to play harmonica on it, which is awesome.
Oh, wow.
This is the original...
recording at Sam Phillips
done here in Memphis.
This is the last album that Sam made, correct?
Yes. This is one of the last songs that Sam ever produced. They cut it in 79, and Sam co-produces with Jerry Knox three songs, How Lucky, Saigon, and the great song that Robert Plant and Alison Krauss later, Killing the Blues.
Yeah.
So
there was like a cocaine budget written into the making of this album.
It was so big that Jerry said, everyone was coming to watch them record just because they heard of this legendary budget.
We gotta dig up pictures. There's gotta be pictures for that.
One more keep that away thing, from soundboard. Yeah.
One more funny thing that that Matt told us about this. We talked about this
songs about walking over here.
So I knew it. Sam said to John at some point, he's like, John, you got songs about walking this way, walking that way. He's like, how about some sex?
Okay, we're going to play How Lucky by John Prine. This is the first of Margot and Jeremy's picks, and then we'll be back to chat in a couple songs.
The first line is about walking.
My shoes, and I hung them from a rearview mirror. Ryan's admiration in a blind spot of a grid. Well, there was all these things that I don't think I remember. Street I used to wander, yeah,
scratched my head and I lit my cigarette. There was all these things that I don't think I remember. I walked down a street I used to wind it. Yeah, shook my head and made myself a bed. Well, there's all these things that I don't think I remember. Hey, how lucky can one man get? Hey, how lucky can one man get?
We'll be right back.
Okay, great. So that was Margot, one of your songs, Do Right By Me off of All American Made. Tell me about where that was recorded and the influences there.
Yeah, that was recorded in Sam Phillips here.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And I guess we finished up the background vocals we put on later at Sound Emporium in Nashville with the McCrary sisters. But yeah, the main bulk of that was recorded here at Sam Phillips. And that was, that was our country funk days of just kind of being able to bring together all those influences you were talking about, blues and soul and country.
Yeah. Before that was Big Star with Oh My Soul.
Yeah,
Big Star. Yeah, that's right. Big Star, if you ever
Big
met
Star's
this.
Great.
Yeah.
Big Star for President.
Must love Big Star.
Big Star for President. And before that was John Prine, How Lucky, off of Pink Cadillac. And we talked about how everyone loves John Prine. You can't not love John Prine.
I know. So lovable.
They had the Oh Boy showcase come through Memphis. It was at 1884 Lounge, a little bit back. And I saw, you know, the dates, and they had posted it, and it said Swamp Dog on it. And I loved all the other artists as well, too. And I was like, Swamp Dog? Am I going to get to see Swamp Dog at 1884? And he wasn't on that day. He was only on the New Orleans date. Oh. So I was still stoked to see it. But I was like, Swamp Dog, come to Memphis.
No, Swamp Dog's amazing. I actually have, I think next Friday, I have a single coming out with Swamp Dog. It's going to be released on John Prine's Oh Boy Records. And it's called Black Grass, his album. It's
is he
incredible.
Just an absolute riot to record with?
He is. We've got to hang out with him a couple times.
He's hilarious.
He's got to be hilarious, yeah.
He's so fun. I think the first time I ever met him was just on FaceTime during the pandemic. And we FaceTimed him, and he just told us lots and lots of stories.
I bet he did.
It was great.
We did a John Prine tribute up in Newport last year. And we got to have Swamp come and sing, you know, because he did a version of
Sam Stone.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Amazing. Okay. Up next, we have Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line, featuring the Tennessee 2. Tell me a little bit about why you picked that. Clearly, Sun Studios.
I mean, absolutely. And we were talking about how, you know, Memphis doesn't really get the credit for, the country roots that it has.
This is a perfect example of Luther on the guitar and that ding, 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 you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, awesome. Let's get into it.
Watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Yes, I say, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking it. Chicken in the corner. Woo, huh? Come on over, baby. Baby, I got the bull by the horn. We ain't breaking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake it, baby, shake. I said shake, baby, shake. Come on over.
Just here. We heard Jerry Lee Lewis, whole lot of shaking going on off the Killer Keys of Jerry Lee Lewis. Sun Records 70th anniversary edition. You love Jerry Lee Lewis?
I mean, I do. We were just talking about, like, you know, a little bit problematic, but a pioneer of rock and roll. And, you know, I put some Ann Peebles on there before that just to balance it out. I love her so much. And you're asking about favorite Memphis artists like her and Carla Thomas. And
we started off with Johnny Cash, which is obviously Memphis.
No-brainer. No-brainer.
Okay. Let's keep it rolling. What's next? Otis Redding and Carla Thomas. Tramp. I don't think I know this one.
Oh, man.
What?
I know. I know. I'm still getting an education. I know.
This song is so fun. They're just like trash talking each other. This just sounds like what me and Jeremy do after we've been on the road together for too long. And you know, this one is so fun. It's just got such a great groove and a lot of attitude, which I'm a big fan of attitude.
Okay, let's get into it. Otis Redding, Carla Thomas, Tramp.
Tramp. My money ain't that long. Where could we believe?
far. Okay, so we just heard the Stable Singers' Long Walk to DC. Everybody loves the Stable Singers. Absolutely classic.
Absolutely. Love Mavis so much. I got had the opportunity to record a song with her. I guess it was just last year. I don't know. She was amazing.
And what was that called?
Fight to Make It. It was actually a song that I was going to... Ronnie Spector was going to record on it, and she sadly passed before she could make that happen. But Mavis stepped in and held it down.
Awesome. Before that, we heard Linda Lindell with What a Man, another Memphis classic.
Hell yeah.
Before that was Tramp, which I had heard. I would like
nice.
To correct the record. I had heard that song. I didn't recognize it at first. Otis Redding and Carla Thomas. So we've got a couple minutes left. I would love to wrap up with just any upcoming projects you guys have coming up. You have your 2022 memoir, Maybe We'll Make It, which was absolutely amazing. I read it, very vulnerable. I would also like to know, like, how does writing a book compare to putting out an album? Is it just much more of a solo enterprise that you do? Or is it sort of still more of like a team effort? How do the two compare?
Well, I did end up having like an editor. I didn't have a ghostwriter like a lot of clowns that say they write their books. Oh. I won't even mention their names.
Shots fired.
But
that's a book beef going on.
I won't say any names, but I had a really good time writing that book. I found out a lot about myself and worked through a lot of emotional turmoil. I hope I'm going to do a paperback of that soon. Nice. So maybe I can get back out and do another little like book tour.
I listened to the audiobook and you read it, which is always amazing if the author actually reads it. You know, it makes it that much better.
Yeah, if you want to hear my voice for 9 hours, pick up the audiobook. I also, we put some music in there and some like some never before
early demos. And, I would say from my perspective of living with her while she wrote the book, compared to an album, she definitely like lost her mind writing the book. And
really,
whereas like
put you through it a little bit.
Whereas
more.
An album, you don't really lose your mind; you kind of find it. So I think it's the opposite of like, you know.
Yeah, I would be like, I'm so sorry, I have to go get this Airbnb and go disappear for a week because the book is not good enough.
That's
I
a very writerly thing to do.
Rewrote it a million times and gave me something to do during the pandemic. I'd started writing it when I was pregnant with my daughter Ramona because. Just came off the road and didn't have anything to do, and
you've done a decent amount of writing. Like you've done some writing for the Bitter Southerner and other places. Is that something you think you may want to get more into?
Absolutely. I just started a Substack.
Oh, nice.
And I've been writing some more like longer form pieces on there. Yeah, I've really enjoyed getting to do a little bit of that. I wrote a foreword for a Patsy Cline book that just came out. I wrote another piece on Janis Joplin that is going to be coming out. I'm a book nerd.
Love it.
And then, I got a tour coming up with, I'm opening for Tedeschi Trucks.
And that's a pretty big tour. Y'all are playing Red Rocks.
Yeah, we're going to be out for quite a long time. And really looking forward to that,
Amazing. What about you, Jeremy? Your album Invisible Pictures came out in 2022. Loved it. Anything in
I'm
the
gonna
pipeline?
Let Matt answer this.
Okay, Matt.
We've been writing a lot together, Jeremy and I have. And
we were just talking about how I'm just kind of focused on the Margo thing now, but I mean, I'm definitely at some point gonna get back to my no good.
He's got 3 albums he's recorded that he's just shelved all of them. So
making us wait.
Yeah, I do have stuff recorded, but I mean, just right now, I'm really enjoying writing with Margo and kind of being in her band and doing that.
You know what they say, behind every great woman there's an okay man. No, I'm just kidding. He's
there's the okayest guitar player.
Jeremy, I need to ask, do you hate the song Jeremy by Pearl Jam? Because my boyfriend Jeremy despises that song so much.
It's like the most unoriginal thing someone could say to me. Like, what's your name? Jeremy's
yeah, he gets it constantly and he hates
and especially
it. So
because I was in high school when that came out.
Yeah, he was too. Like, yeah. If we're at karaoke though, we got to do it because you know.
What
do
about Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog? How do you feel about that one?
That's a good good sounding like record, but that song annoys the piss out of me. I mean, it's
can
groovy.
You say the P word on the radio?
Well, we're gonna
PP
skim over that.
just because lyrically it annoys me, but it's got a cool groove. I like the way it sounds.
What about you, Matt? Anything you want to put, any upcoming projects you need to plug?
I don't know about plugging, but I had Greg Cartwright in with Scott from Dr. Dog, the band Hypos, and we've
Love
done
Hypos.
A lot of stuff, and I'm real excited about that.
That Lamplighter show that they did?
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah, that was great.
So amazing.
And then a mutual friend of Margo and Jeremy and the great Billy Swan is working on his new record. He's 82. We've cut 29 songs, and
songs.
It might be the... my life's work at this point, if it comes out.
Amazing. Do you have an upcoming? Do you know a date?
TBD. TBD.
Okay.
That's why I can't plug.
All right. Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out. This has been such a treat, such a pleasure. I loved your Memphis playlist. I'm so glad we can bridge this Nashville-Memphis rivalry, and we're all good buds. We're doing best stuff for Tennessee and the state we love. So thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. We love Memphis.
Thank you.
Memphis might love us more than Nashville, so we'll come back anytime.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.